Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
All right, it is The Odd Couple. I'm Chris, he's Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. And quick news, Rob, Victor Wembanyama, look, they're in Detroit. So, of course, the Spurs are rolling. 111-88 over the Pistons. Pistons, man, this will be their sixth straight L. So they're about to start another streak, Rob.
Terrible.
Wembanyama, 16 points, 12 rebounds, 10 assists, I think it is. He's the youngest Spurs player ever. Let me get the exact numbers. But he's the youngest Spurs player ever to get a triple-double. And, Rob, he's done it in 21 minutes. Yeah, wow. 16 points. Yep, 12 rebounds, 10 assists. No blocks, but he's done it in 21 minutes.
Well, I mean, I'm sure Pop told him you don't have to block their shots because they're not going in. Don't worry about it.
Let them shoot. Right, right. We get the rebound and run. All right, shortly after this show, everybody, our podcast will go up. And if you miss any of today's show, be sure to check out the pod. Just search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast. And be sure to also follow, rate, and review the pod. Again, search Odd Couple wherever you get your podcast, and you'll see today's show posted right after we get off the air. And, of course, spread the word to your family and your friends. We've got Howard Beck, the senior NBA writer for The Ringer, coming up. We both go way back with Howard Beck. And so we'll get in all the NBA stuff, the Clippers and other stuff with him. Rob, I got one question before we get into our topic about your party on Saturday. Do you have, I know you want us wearing sneakers.
No, not
I'm
sneakers,
be in a
Jordans.
Tux. They got it. That's what I was going to ask you. They got to be Jordans?
Yes, got to be Jordans.
Kobe's?
No LeBrons, no Kobe's. We're
Kobe's
not doing
are fresh.
That. I got the new Kobe's, Chris, the black on black. I got them, but I'm not wearing them. Jordans only. Jordans only.
Rob G, you got some Jordans?
He says he's not wearing them. I'm not saying. I'm saying if you wear sneakers, they got to be Jordans. But you can wear shoes because there's some guys.
So what's the difference? If I can wear any shoe,
No.
Why not another sneaker?
Why are you going, what sneaker you want to wear?
I got Jordans, obviously, I can wear, but I was thinking about maybe wearing the Kobe's.
You got the new black on black?
The Mambacitas.
Mambacitas?
The white and the black.
The Why white can't ones. You wear? All right. If you want to
wear
those
Jordans,
Chris,
I was just asking.
Yeah, yeah. No, most people, the sneakerheads are wearing Jordans.
But I like to be different.
Not at the party. And you'll be sitting with Lamar Mitchell. You'll be sitting
with his
wife. You'll be sitting with Rob G. You'll be sitting with Ben Maller and his wife, Erin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be a potpourri of people.
And you gonna have TVs in the ballroom?
No.
To watch the football game?
You watch that on your own. You go outside if you gotta see a score or something. Yeah. It's only gonna be, but you know what, Chris? After dinner and the hour program with the roasting, it's 3 hours of dancing. You know what I mean? So you might go in and out. You might come in.
The game will be over by then, I think.
What time does it start?
Game starts at 5 Pacific, the Chiefs game.
Yeah.
5 Pacific. So, I mean, 6 to 7 is pictures, right?
6 to 7 is pictures, so you see some of it there.
So we'll take a picture at 6 o'clock.
And then you go watch. Right. Be there right at 6. Come at 5:45.
Now, at 7 is what? The roasting?
No, dinner.
Dinner is at
7 to 8. And then the roasting is 8 to 9, and then the DJ is 9 to 12. So
okay.
I'm doing my stand-up.
I know you were trying to get – I won't mention
Didn't happen.
Okay.
I tried.
So is it a live band or a DJ?
DJ.
Okay, cool. I like a DJ.
And you got 5 roasters. We got a surprise roaster.
Who are the 4 non-surprise ones?
You, Stephen A., Rodney Pete, the former Lions quarterback.
Yep.
My buddy Ed Genesee, I went to high school with. I took the bus with him to school every day. We laughed our way through high school. And Martin Weiss. Those are the 5 people.
Martin Weiss.
He made the cut.
Oh,
he's coming from the mentee nation. He'll be because Martin has all these stories about me in Detroit going out and all that kind of stuff. So
Martin was like 15 when you were in Detroit. What are you talking about?
Nah, he was working for the radio station before he started working with me. So that's the group.
All right.
So we'll have a good time. It's gonna be fun.
All right. So Rob, we talked about it earlier. Nick Saban, the greatest college football coach ever. I don't even think it's debatable. I mean, Bear Bryant was phenomenal at Alabama, but Rob, you know, all those championships were mythical. That Bear Bryant, it's not his fault,
but that's just how college football was.
Rob, and I'll give you a quick example. You know, I covered high school sports in Ohio. And Massillon, Ohio, Massillon in Central Ohio, you may have even heard of them. They were like a legendary high school powerhouse. Back to the days when my father was in high school in Cincinnati, Massillon was like the top program in the state and won a ton of mythical championships. And then they changed, I think it was around 1972.
That's when they used to vote on it, right? Who was
right,
the best
right.
school?
They just voted. They didn't play it on the field. They just voted like college football used to do. And I think they went to playoffs in 72, somewhere around there. And when I was covering high school sports, it was the early to mid-90s, like 90 to 95. To that point, Rob, in those 20-some-odd years, Massillon had never won a state championship, you know, in the 20 years that they were playing
They had to play for it. Right.
Now, they were still good, and they were still like a powerhouse, but good to the point, Rob, that if you were just voting without them playing it, you would have picked Massillon for some of those years. And so that's the point. Mythical, you don't take them away, but it's a difference.
There's a big difference. A lot can happen, Chris.
Yeah,
a lot can happen.
The best
you talk about it all the time.
Win.
Bo Schembechler never won a national championship.
Right. So Saban steps down, and Bill Belichick, you know, we'll see what his future holds in New England. But, Rob, this is the question I want to throw out to you. You know they always say you don't want to be the guy that follows the guy. Or in these cases, the GOAT, right? Belichick, Saban. So if you were a coach, which of the two, if you had to follow one, if you had to go coach at Alabama after Saban, New England after Belichick, which one would you choose? Would you rather do?
That's a good question. Okay. I'm going to
this
say.
This sounds like Tyson's Tower.
I know.
All
no.
the long pauses.
I'm just trying to.
Ben Maller in the kitchen.
I'm just thinking. We got air to fill.
I know. My God.
I can go first. You want me to go first?
You go first. Because I'm really thinking about it. The only reason I'm struggling is because for Alabama, that's all they have, Chris. You know what I mean? Like.
No,
you
that's
can't,
true.
You can't hide there in Alabama. If you're the Patriots coach, They got the Celtics, Chris. They got the Red Sox. They got the Bruins. Like, and I'm not saying that they don't care about football.
Right.
But in Alabama, that's all they got.
That is it. You're right. There's no pro team there. You're right. That's it. I am going to say, though, Alabama. And here's why. Because as a college, now it's getting different. And we talked about it with Saban stepping down. But, Rob, I still believe in college you have a better chance of, like, picking your team. Shopping for the groceries, if you will, right? Like, I can go out, and obviously Alabama's going to be competitive with anybody in terms of NIL. So I can go out and, you know, recruit with the best of them. I've got the history. I've got the prestige. We've got the money. So I can go out and get my team. I can go get a quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks in the country. I can go get my linemen and all that stuff. Man, in the NFL, Rob, you could go coach the Patriots and you could be there 7 years or not. Maybe a coach wouldn't last that long if he doesn't have a quarterback. But, Rob, who knows when the next time they get a franchise quarterback is? I mean, look how long they were without one. I mean, they had Drew Bledsoe and Steve Grogan. But there are franchises.
Man, that's
right,
a name.
Yeah, that's a name. I mean, I don't think Seattle had one until Russell Wilson. Certainly not a great one. Jim Zorn. But they didn't have a great one until they got Russell Wilson. Decades. And so you just don't know. In the NFL, it's harder to get that quarterback. And even the other position players, you just can't, you know, control whether or not you can bring them in as much as you can in college. So that's why I would say I'd rather go to college because I think I can stack my team a lot easier than I can in the NFL.
Okay. That's fair. That's fair. But I think the Alabama job to come behind him. Yes, you had Bear Bryant. There was a lot of years, Chris, they didn't win. But I think people in Alabama expect a way different results now. So
no doubt.
It's going to be a hard job to be that guy. So they might have, like, a guy for 2 or 3 years, you know what I mean, that they don't really expect much or they expect to move on. And once they can restock their cabinets or whatever, Chris, then they try to find and lure somebody there. Because I think you would be leery to just go there right off the bat. If you're a coach, say you had some success or right. You're a big-time coach, I don't know if you would just want to go right behind Nick Saban. Let them hire somebody for 2 years.
Some people are throwing it out. I don't know about any reporters, but various people are just throwing it out there. If you're Alabama, would you be interested in Deion Sanders? Recruiting's going to be big nowadays.
I mean, why wouldn't you? I'd
bring him in for the interview, just like the other guys.
Yeah,
and I'd grill him and see if I want to. I'd give him a shot. I mean, I'm not saying I'd definitely hire him, but I would give him an interview, a legitimate interview, and see what, you know, his strategies and so on and so forth. Because I'm not worried about the recruiting with him. I'm okay, and I'm not saying he doesn't have good strategies and game day coaching and all that stuff, but that's the stuff I would ask him about and really, really want to find out about. Because I think he can get the players. So I look at him and find him.
No, I think he has to be looked at. I think he's a factor. You talked about it with the recruiting. Look at what he was able to do at Colorado. Chris, I know it collapsed in the second half, but look at what he was able to do and the excitement that comes with him. He might not have all the experience, but he's had success as a coach, some success. Right. And he's a Hall of Fame player that people respect. This dude's a two-sport athlete. Seriously, you got to respect Deion.
There is a strong argument that he's the greatest athlete in American history. Not by accomplishment so much, but although that's arguable too. He played in two, was great in two sports. But I don't you agree? Like, if you just pure athlete, I mean, I'm thinking LeBron James, Deion Sanders, Jim Brown. Like, not based on what they did in their sport, but just straight up athletic.
Yeah, because Jim Brown was considered one of the greatest, Chris, not like just a lacrosse player. He's considered one of the greatest lacrosse players ever.
Yep. So, and Deion, Bo Jackson, people would say, you know.
If Bo Jackson didn't get hurt, he might be, you know, Chris, if he didn't get hurt. Because what Bo Jackson did that's different from Deion is that Bo Jackson was a pro bowler in football and an all-star in baseball. Deion was never an all-star. He had big moments, Chris.
I don't even know if he played enough.
With the Braves.
You know what I mean? Right. Do you think he played? Because he never played a full season, did he?
He played for the Yankees, you remember?
Like 100 games.
Yeah, but Bo Jackson started in the All-Star game.
Yeah, one of the historic plays with that throw from right field. Dave Winfield,
to me, might be the greatest athlete because he was drafted, and a lot of people don't realize this or know it, younger guys listening, drafted by four leagues. Four leagues because it's three sports, but four leagues.
Right.
Drafted in baseball, the NFL, the NBA, and the ABA, Chris. I mean, that's athlete. And then he didn't go to minor. Back in the 60s, you went to the minor leagues, right? Dave Winfield.
Right.
He went to Major League Baseball, Chris.
Yep.
Nah, that's how good he was.
No doubt. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Who do you think would be easier, I guess, to follow as the next coach? Would it be Alabama, Nick Saban, or New England, Bill Belichick? Your thoughts next, Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich. Fox Sports Radio every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromise. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Let Express Employment Professionals help hire your next pro. Forget about posting jobs, sifting through resumes, and interviews with unqualified applicants. Move up to the pros. Go to ExpressPros.com to find the location near you. That's ExpressPros.com. Howard Beck's up in several minutes, but you right now, 877-99 on Fox. Who would you rather follow? It's tough following the guy. It's tough following the GOAT. So which one would you rather follow, Nick Saban or Bill Belichick? Your thoughts.
All right, let's go with Paul in North Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Paul?
Hey, gentlemen. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys. Let me start by saying – I'm originally from Buffalo, New York, so I'm a diehard Bills guy, but I went to the University of Georgia, so both of these men are responsible for my gray hairs that are on top of my head.
Right.
I watched Belichick dominate my Bills and Saban dominate my dogs. Let me tell you, I think it's hands down, I'd rather replace Belichick. I think Belichick, listen, give the devil his due, but he has shown he's not been all that successful aside from Brady. What Saban has done time and time and time again, as a college coach, you retool every single year. And to keep the consistency that he's had at Alabama the entire run, let's not forget about the championship at LSU. And on top of it, think about the you cannot under being here in the South and being an SEC guy, people don't understand the passionate fan base. In Boston, you've got four sports. When the football's over, we'll quickly turn to the Celtics and the Bruins and to the Red Sox. Yeah. In Alabama, there's two seasons. Alabama football season and almost Alabama football season. That's all they've got. And I think it'd be much
better. Right. That's what I said to Chris. That's all they got, Chris. And that's all. You turn on the radio, sports talk radio, they talk about Alabama. It doesn't matter what time of the year it is. That's all they talk about every day. People got whole shows about Alabama football.
Oh, yeah.
Mark, I'm in Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen? How you guys today?
What's going on, man? How are you?
Good, good. Chris, you got the game on, I'm sure. Boston, Minnesota, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Look, the T-Wolves are tough, man. I know now I got them down two with 7 seconds left. Yeah, I don't know if I'm behind or not.
It's a good test. I agree with the other caller. I would follow Belichick because, number one, that's going to be a total rebuild. You can see it coming. So he'd get a chance to start fresh. And I do believe Kraft wants a fresh start, and there's going to be structure there. You may have the power at Alabama because you're the coach there, but, Rob, you said it. I don't want to deal with the wild, wild west now. I don't want to deal with the wild, wild west. Kids coming in, kids coming out, kids coming. I don't want to deal with that headache. I'm sorry.
That would drive me crazy.
It's going to be different.
Yeah, and Mark, Chris and I were talking earlier. We're going to see some other big-time coaches. I told you, Tom Izzo in basketball is going to be the next one. He'll quit. Watch and see, Chris.
Yep.
Tom Izzo.
Yep.
These coaches will look and see what these other guys are doing. Going to be like, I'm getting out too.
I can see that.
Driving them crazy. Driving them crazy. That's what it's doing. Yep.
I get it. They're not used to it. I don't
appreciate
blame them.
It.
Yeah. And you got your money. You're older. You got your legacy. What are you waiting around for?
Exactly. Hey, Bill in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Bill?
Bill, this is Sean.
Sean in Oregon. Hey, Sean.
Sean, hey, what's up?
Hey, I want to say that, you know, we love the Wild West. This is it. And I think that it's going to be harder to follow Nick Saban because Nick Saban just came out of the Final Four, and Bill Belichick's been struggling, and he's getting pretty old. And, you know, when I've been hearing a lot of talk about Jim Harbaugh, and I've seen what just happened in Seattle. I think they're just clearing space for maybe Jim to come up here. You know,
you think Seattle?
Yeah, man. His whole philosophy works here. And this is it's a low-hanging fruit for him here, brother. You know that the media here ain't going to be on him like any other place in the country. We love people up here. You come around here, dude, we're lovers. We're not haters.
I get it. Seattle's never been, and Chris, you were there a lot when we covered the NBA in the old days.
Yeah.
I couldn't even tell you, like, the hard-hitting columnists out of Seattle. I couldn't tell you anybody, could you?
Remember Peter Vesey's daughter was there. Remember that?
Right, yeah.
Laura Vesey.
Laura Vesey. She did. Yep. She was a columnist up there. It wasn't like the old days in the Bay Area, like Ray Ratto, Chris.
Right?
Those kind of guys.
No doubt about that. So, all right, it's the Odd Couple. We got Howard Beck around the corner, but first.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
It's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest, longtime friend of both of ours, does a great job as a journalist, senior NBA writer at The Ringer now, Howard Beck. Howard, what's up,
Howard,
brother? Welcome to the Odd Couple.
Gentlemen, good evening. It's been too long. Hope you're well.
Yes, we are, man. Happy New Year to you. Let's get to the team. When you and I first met, you were covering were you covering the Clippers?
No.
You were in L.A.
Yeah, straight to the Lakers.
Right, okay. You were in L.A., but not covering the Clippers. But you were in L.A. Let's go to the Clippers. Do you like this signing of Kawhi? I mean, Rob and I think it was business.
Business,
I don't know if
decision.
It's going to work out basketball-wise, but going into that new arena, it was about business. He's a name. He's from that area. What'd you think of it?
I would just say I understand it. I can see all the rationale behind it with a new arena. He's having a great season. He's been healthy. He is still, relative to general NBA recent history, not that old and should have several years of great play to come. And at his best, he's a top 10 player in the NBA, and that includes the way he's playing right now. All of that said, man, if I'm Lawrence Frank, team president, if I'm Steve Ballmer, the owner, if I'm anybody in that decision-making process who's just signed that extension with Kawhi, man, I am just, I've got all my fingers crossed. I'm rubbing rabbit's feet. I'm doing everything. I'm, you know, praying to the basketball gods because it would make me so, so nervous to be committed long-term to Kawhi, given his injury history, all the games he's missed. You know, the Clippers, ever since bringing on Kawhi and Paul George, you know, it's been almost 5 years, it's hard to believe. We look at that whole thing as being somehow a failure. I don't think it is a failure. I have other reasons for that. But it's mostly because they just haven't stayed healthy. Like, people consider them a joke, but it's not because they have just flamed out or been terrible. It's just they can't get everybody healthy at the same time. And they are right now. They're one of the best teams in the West. They look like they have a legitimate shot to contend in the spring. And, yeah, but it's like knock on wood every single time and knocking on wood now for the next several years.
Quickly, Rob, let me quickly jump in. Kawhi's played 27 straight games, first time since 2017, 32 out of their 36, I believe. A lot of this, we've seen it, Howard, covering the league for so long. I mean, this seems like contract year to me. That he played those games because he knows he wanted a big contract. It's smart on his part. Do you think he can continue to play this often, or do you think they'll start to dial it back now?
Yeah, I mean, I'll disagree on the contract drive thing. He's had injuries. He's had legitimate injuries and surgeries and knee problems and all kinds of stuff that I think still stems from the injury that caused the rift between him and the Spurs and led to that trade demand, you know, 5 years or whatever it was ago now. I don't think Kawhi wants to sit out. I don't think he doesn't want to play. The guy's a two-time Finals MVP and multiple-time All-Star, All-NBA, everything. Like, I think that when he's able to play, he plays. And, you know, does he do more of the load management, rest, whatever, than the average player? Perhaps, but I think he's also had some unique circumstances. And again, that was the source of the rift between him and the Spurs in the first place, was just how bad was that that leg condition. So, but that's what makes me nervous, guys. It's not I don't worry about whether he's going to want to play somewhere between, you know, 70 and 82 or whatever the norm is these days.
No one plays 82.
But yeah, he's going to play whatever he can play. But I don't have. It's not that I don't have faith in Kawhi Leonard. I don't have faith in his body.
Right. Okay, speaking of the Spurs, Chris and I have talked about this, and I'm not saying that Wemby's not fantastic as a player or whatever, but I have a hard time thinking he's the next end-all, be-all, going to be the greatest player, and he's attached to such a team where he hasn't affected winning. He has a Hall of Fame coach there. I can't believe they're worse than they were a year ago. And what is going on that he has no impact on winning despite putting up the numbers and whatnot? I understand. I wasn't expecting them to play 500, but I didn't expect them to be this awful. What am I missing? What's the disconnect? Does Pop have to go? Does the whole roster and front office have to go? Or maybe Wemby, you know, is going to put up numbers or whatever, but maybe he doesn't affect winning as much as we think he could.
Yeah, I think it's way too soon for us to start talking about him being like an empty stats kind of player, you know, like the embodiment of that right now in the league as a veteran is probably like Zach LaVine, right? He's put up great numbers.
He's putting up numbers, right.
Right? I don't think that's Wembanyama. And the thing is, you know, we knew he was going to obviously a team that was pretty bereft of talent, and we knew he also went to a team that, for whatever reason, decided not to invest in a point guard, and instead of even playing the one point guard they had, Trey Jones, who's more of a backup, they did this whole experiment where they wanted to convert Jeremy Sochan to become a point guard, and they spent a good third of the season with that experiment before abandoning it, and it really hurt them. Wembanyama is not coming in on day one as like LeBron, where the ball's in his hands every time and he's running the offense. He's not coming in as a
yeah, but
John
you got
Wall.
It. But how are they this bad though? That's all, Howard. For real.
A lot of it is the simple fact of if you just had a competent point guard, like if this team just had like a Mike Conley, I think everything looks a lot different.
So Pop doesn't know that. Pop doesn't know that. They don't know that in San Antonio.
That's why I opened with, for whatever reason, they decided to go this route. I don't know.
It's bizarre, Howard. I'm with you. Like, I mean, they look off. I don't want to say they look him off like they don't. But earlier in the season, they weren't going to him anymore than they were going to Zach Collins. And I think you're right. Like, they don't have a point guard out there directing things. Let me go to the other worst team in the league, Detroit. We all know about the 7-year, you know, deal that Monty Williams got. So I can't imagine he's – you know, getting fired. Like, where do they go from here? I would think you keep Cade Cunningham and you try to replace a lot of the players, because it seems like the only explanation for this is there's a huge disconnect between
Howard,
the coaching staff.
He should be fired.
And the team. What do you think? How you think this is going to end, or what's your take on it?
Oh man, yeah. You. I mean, I'm not saying you can't. Like, you can do whatever. So you could fire the coach you just gave what was at the moment the richest coaching contract is. You could. I don't think that's likely, and I don't think that's going to solve a whole heck of a lot. I don't think Monty's done a great job, but I think, as with most disastrous teams, like if you look at all the teams through history who have had seasons like this. Some of them have been almost by design, right? The Sixers, you know, process era Sixers, where they weren't trying to really put together a team that could win. And then there's others where it's just sheer incompetence. I'm sorry to say it, but Troy Weaver just simply hasn't done a very good job there as the GM. But part of the issue there, too, is ever since Weaver has been there, and it's been 3-4 years, you know, you hear this from people around the league. That's a fractured decision-making process there, where from the owner to team president to GM to whatever, there are some factions there, and they're not all on the same page. And I hear this constantly, and it's probably affected, you know, just having the clarity of how to put this team together.
But let me say this. Monty had a great team in Phoenix. They didn't win. They didn't want him any longer out there. I'm being honest. And number two, if Monty Williams was a regular coach and had a regular salary, just a regular coach, forget about the contract, he would have been fired.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. You're holding on to somebody because of a contract, not because of the coaching thing.
There's only one coach in the 27 years I've covered the league that I can recall. You guys correct me if I'm wrong. There's only one coach I can think of who was fired after only a half season after getting the job. And I think that was Mo Cheeks in Detroit, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think it was Mo Cheeks.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Even if he only had an average contract, even if it weren't the contract that you'd have to eat, it's just really highly unusual to hire a coach in like July or whatever and fire him in February. It's just like, that doesn't happen.
But and you don't lose 28 in a row. And then not only that, they couldn't even compete. Howard, like, I get it if you lose and you got young players. They couldn't even compete when they were going down. They would lose by 20 every night.
We got to run now. I don't think we're going to solve the Pistons' problem.
All right, sorry about that.
Howard, man, awesome talking with you, brother.
Thank you, buddy.
Continue the great work, man. We'll see you down the road.
Appreciate it, fellas. Take care.
Yep, more Odd Couple coming your way, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a Worship Wednesday. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. And Rob, it's your birthday, so are you celebrating tonight? And this is a PG-rated show.
Nah, just going to the Clippers game, you know?
Oh, yeah,
the Clippers game. I'm heading on downtown.
You going to a dinner or anything?
No. I'm just, you know, the big party Saturday, so I'm not really planning on doing anything. We'll celebrate on Saturday.
Cool.
I think that's enough.
All right. Kevin Durant. We know a few weeks ago there was talk that would he want out? You know, is his body language was bad and everybody was worried that is he going to ask for another trade? The Phoenix Suns struggling. Bradley Beal has played a lot of games. Only played like 13 games.
Struggling.
So they are actually ninth. Phoenix, led by Kevin Durant, is ninth in the West. The Lakers, led by Anthony Davis and LeBron James, 10th in the West. Golden State, 12th in the West. So it's a bit of a changing of the guard we're seeing, Rob. But let's stick to Durant just for these few minutes. Rob G, read us the quote about how he says he's not looking to leave Phoenix, which I'm glad to hear, to be honest.
Yeah, he spoke exclusively to FoxSports.com on Monday night in the wake of the ESPN report that people around the league think that, you know, KD's very frustrated and that, you know, the Bradley Beal's injury and the supporting cast hasn't been great. So KD on the record said, quote, "I do not want to be traded. I'm not frustrated because Brad's injured. I wasn't frustrated because the role players. That blank really was ignorant to me. It's like we lose a game. You think I'm supposed to be happy about after we lose a game? Of course not. But nah, I enjoy the grind."
He said, "I'm not trying to get out of Brooklyn. I mean, Phoenix. Sorry."
Look, I like the comment. I wish he had said that in Brooklyn.
Right.
I mean, real talk. Here's the interesting thing, Rob. Of the three guys, and they all should have stayed themselves in Brooklyn. The one who I think it's going worse for, now individually he's playing terrifically, but as far as team-wise, the one that's going the worst for is Durant right now. Now, maybe they'll get it together. They get healthy. They'll make a run. But Dallas, I mean, Luka is obviously tremendous. And Kyrie's playing a nice second role. They're not winning quite as much as they should be. They've come on some hard times recently. But and of course the Clippers, Rob, they look great. I'm talking about from a basketball standpoint, Durant's the one who seems to be stuck in the worst situation.
Yeah, I agree. And that's not the way it was when he went to Phoenix. You remember, Chris? Oh, they're favorites out west.
That's got to be racist.
Is it?
They just like.
No, it's not.
What did I say? Was that just.
I hear anything.
I was trying to figure it out. Okay. But you get my point, Chris, is that you remember everybody was ranting and raving about, oh my God, what are they going to do?
Right.
Durant and Booker. And oh my, there's no way they're going to stop those guys. Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's totally different. And then I'll tell you, Rob, look, it tells you that picking your own team, I mean, LeBron has made it work. Maybe that's just because he's such a great player. But Durant, he picked this. Now, of course, going to Golden State, there was no way that wasn't going to work. But,
oh, well, that was the one, the outlier. But the other ones.
But yeah, Brooklyn, a total abysmal failure. Phoenix headed that way. The Clippers, now I agree with Howard Beck, it's because of injuries. Although the one chance they had when they were healthy, they choked against
Denver. They choked that down, but then they went to the Western Conference Finals without him. Had he been healthy, I just wonder, Chris.
Yeah, you know, that I mean, year. Maybe. You remember that? But again, the injuries, but the injuries killed
him. No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah, that hasn't worked out. So, you know, it's tough when players try to put their teams together. Doesn't always work. And unfortunately, Kevin Durant is really the poster child for that now. All right, it is the iCouple. Chris Broussard, Rob Parker signing off. Rob's 60th birthday. Everybody, you see him out there in the streets. Wish him happy birthday at the Clippers game. We out. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are the next. Peace!
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.